Devils, welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod.
Yay, a Vanderpump Rules Rewatch Podcast.
A Vanderpump Rules Rewatch Podcast. I'm Sophie Wilson-Pelton.
I'm Hannah Marie Wakefield.
And you're listening to Sirius XM.
Reporting live.
The weather report.
Channel 10. Reporting live from Channel 10.
We're back. Sorry that we didn't have an episode out last week. Hannah got a terrible flu and we couldn't record together.
I was down so bad. You would not have wanted to hear my voice in your ears.
Hannah sounded crazy. And yeah, we just couldn't make it work, unfortunately, but we're back and better than ever.
Yeah, we are. And now my voice is a little bit sick, but mostly sexy.
Mostly sexy AF. We have amazing news that we're mostly sexy AF.
Mostly sass you are.
We're back recording in person, which is so exciting.
I know, we haven't gotten to do it in so long.
I know. That's the vibes so are good. The literally vibes are literally amazing. Good. We just recorded a lot of fucking catch up for Patreon that you guys should subscribe
wow,
to.
Wow, the way we were gabbing, and as we said on the Patreon, we are being honest.
I actually was being so honest, and I'm not just saying that.
I was being really honest too, in a way where it's like, some people shouldn't be hearing that.
So you guys should subscribe. It's fun on there. I wasn't saying this for the past month because we weren't really posting that much because I was recovering from surgery, but we are now back. We're going to be posting our weekly bonus episode. Yes. So you should subscribe. It will once again be worth your money.
Celsius is hitting me big.
Yeah. We're having Celsius. We're having Celsii.
We're having two Celsii.
Celsius suit.
Celsius suit.
Celsius. That's kind of if it were French.
Celsius.
Yeah.
Like how Detroit is Detroit.
Yeah.
If it were when it is French.
Right.
When Detroit is French, it's Detroit.
I don't know. Subscribe to the Patreon.
Please.
Rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast.
We're going
to
be posting a bunch more on social media.
Literally,
and stuff again.
Follow us on Instagram. Send this to your fucking friends. We are seriously. Back with a vengeance. I'm ready to grow the pod.
Me too. I'm literally ready to grow the pod. Today, somebody, my friend Leisha, our friend Leisha. Only other person I've talked to
today. About them.
How are you doing? What are the things that you're liking about your life? What are the things you're not liking? I was like, I hate the jobs that I get paid for. I love the jobs I do for free.
I know. We literally are going to find a way to monetize this because I have so much damn fun with you.
It's literally a blast.
I was actually falling asleep last night being like, the podcast will be successful. The podcast will be successful. The podcast will be successful. I'm not joking.
My mom was asking me how much money we're making off the Patreon. I told her, she was like, that doesn't sound very good. And I was like, you don't understand how much growth that is. Given how new the podcast is, it's actually amazing.
Hey, slow and steady. I know, my dad was like, well, what can you do to make it go faster? And I was like, girl, not much else. Nothing really, unless someone wants to give us a if you guys have podcasts that you like, someone DM me and was like, you guys should do a crossover episode with Bingetopia. Like, we have 230 monthly listeners, so right. If you guys have podcasts that you like, you should DM them and be like, listen to this podcast.
No,
or whatever.
Seriously, it's like, all the podcasts you're DMing us, like, we know them.
They don't know us. They have no clue who we are.
No.
Well, yeah, really, kind of.
Well, so they know who we are personally.
Personally, they don't know about our work.
They are not interested in our work yet.
Yet. Mama.
Yet.
I wanted to post on the Bingetopia subreddit and be like, listen to this podcast. I can't because I don't have enough Reddit karma. So if that, if any of y'all have that, you do?
No, it's just so weird how you have to have that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So if any of you guys have Reddit karma and want to post on Reddits being listen to this podcast, do that.
Seriously, our Reddit warriors.
One
please.
Person posted us on Reddit, which was so nice. And some of the comments were like, don't like it too mean.
Yeah,
and the
literally.
Person was like, look, it's not for everyone.
Yes, it made me laugh so much. They posted it in the VPR thread and they were like, this new podcast is really fun. And then people were like, those bitches are vicious. Yeah, we're not everybody's cup of tea. Okay.
That's not the point.
No, it's not. We're finding our community.
We are finding our community.
And
our community is finding us.
Our community is finding us as well.
Okay, Hannah, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
I went to a resort called The Swag. I just talked about it on the Patreon. But yeah, basically me, my mommy, and my sissy went to a girls trip to a resort called The Swag.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like if the White Lotus was in the U.S., yeah, my mom rich. but it is called The Swag.
It is kind of...
Points down on the fancy factor. there was one really, really old guy who worked there.
Mm.
We showed up.
How old do you think he was? Ballpark?
80 to 85.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
When we showed up, They took our car from us and they sat us down in a little room. They took 4 Polaroid pictures of us, distributed those to the staff.
Like you're a criminal.
Yeah. Sent them out to the staff so that everybody would be able to greet us by name.
That is so crazy.
They asked if I wanted anything to drink. I said, I'll have some champagne, please. Duh.
Duh.
I want a welcome drink. And he goes, are you 21? I said, bitch, I'm 26. How old are you? 100? I did not do that.
So rude to the man whose job is to help.
He was extremely kind. I literally would never say
every
woman
desire.
Yep. But he also is the one who later on in the week, I was wearing a green shirt and he said, you look beautiful in that shirt. And it was literally a green soccer jersey.
That is so sweet of him.
I was like, thank you, Jem. Thank you. That means a lot because I was really hoping to fuck somebody at the swag and I was the youngest person there by 30 plus years.
On sniffies at the swag.
Literally. No, I moved my hinge. And,
Oh, yeah, and you got those weird people.
And I got a bunch of weird people, and I got people who worked at the swag.
Wow.
And I was like, I can't send you a like because I'll be seeing you tomorrow morning. Wow, something happened with Jim quickly as well.
Yeah.
Where he was like, what do you do in New York? And I was like, a bunch of stuff. I work for a podcast. Something I was saying all week. I work for a podcast.
Lying.
Yeah, I didn't want to say I have a podcast. Did not want them to ask.
No, it's okay. So, I love lying about what I do.
Yeah.
I say I do contract work for a startup, which is technically true.
Technically, that's 100%
literally,
true.
Literally, no one asks any follow-up questions.
Why would they? That is a perfect way to shut down questions. Yep. So I was like, I'm a nanny. I work for a podcast, work for a magazine, I work at a restaurant. And he was like, your nanny, I have a nanny opportunity for you. And I was like, okay.
While you're there at the swag?
I'm on vacation, but tell me more.
But always looking to make a buck.
He goes, my daughter, she's 8.
Oh, okay.
Jim.
Wait, and he's 85,
Jim,
you think?
Jim, you're 85. What do you mean? And he goes, we adopted her.
Oh,
and I was like, okay.
That poor child.
That's.
I don't know if that kid's white or not.
She's not. She's Cherokee.
Okay. And Jim is white?
Yes.
Right.
But I was like, okay, yeah. Keep me in the loop on when you will be needing childcare in the next 4 days. I'll let you know if I can help out.
While I'm on vacation with my family.
Yeah, while I'm on my girls trip with my mommy and my sissy. I'll let you know if I have a free moment to watch your baby. And one more thing.
Yes.
They have these expert in residence there.
They're basically
just like people who come and like, They do a lot of like presentations and whatever at the swag. And so the one that
So basically at the swag, they do a lot of like presentations or something like that. fucking work for that.
I went to a beekeeping one.
Wow.
But the expert in residence was like, he was an expert in foraging.
Yeah.
And his name was Skeet. Mm-hmm. And he was from, in his words, the Deep South. And he was a white guy with extremely long dreads.
Yep. Yeah.
And
my brother.
He was asking me where I live. And I was like, I live in New York. And he was like, I lived in New York for a couple months. And I was like, cool, why? And he was like, I went to Pace. And I was like, okay, for a couple months. Okay, mm-hmm. Whatever. No big deal. He goes, I lived in Brooklyn near the Twin Towers.
Oh, okay. So what the fuck?
Where and then he goes, in 07. And I was like, wow, you are so confused.
Wow. Whoa. What do you think is wrong with his brain? That is literally like, so do you have confused. Dementia or something?
Well, he is like, he's an expert in foraging.
Yeah, so his brain is fried from all the shrooms.
Woodland mushrooms.
Yeah, okay, totally. So. Got it. Figured it out.
So it's basically that. And yeah, I flew there, then I flew home, now I'm here. So have to go to work tomorrow, no big. Via, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
I turned 26.
Yay, it was Sophia's birthday.
I just had like an amazing day. The weather was so fucking nice. And
springtime.
We just laid out in Central Park and then went to the Tiny Dollhouse, which is a little store that has a bunch of miniature stuff in it.
Yeah.
And it was so lovely. And it just made me literally so happy. I was like, wow, my life is so good. And yeah. I felt sexy, like laying outside in the sun and I like don't eat, my tits are literally gone.
Yes.
Also, I like missed the opportunity to learn how much they weighed because I got confused when they asked me the question.
Yeah.
At my final appointment, they were like, the biopsy came back clean. And then like, do you want to know the weight or something? And I was like, no. Because I thought they were like, do you want to know how much you weigh?
No.
And then before even processing the question, no.
No.
And then I realized that they meant, do you want to know how much your tits weighed? And I was like, damn, I actually would have loved to know that.
I mean, that's something I want to know about myself.
Literally, of course. That's like crazy information.
No idea how to figure that out.
You can't.
I could put them on the scale at the grocery store. And that is so inappropriate.
But then I don't think that would even work.
I don't think that's even because of the way that I'm standing like that. I need them cut off and then weighed separately.
Well, you have to get top surgery.
Oh, but I would have to get them sewed right back on is the thing. And I don't know if it's worth it.
I don't know if that would take.
I don't think it would.
And so that was, and then I just had the most lovely birthday. And then I got dinner with some friends. Yeah, I don't know. The whole week has been quite sexy. It's just been so fucking nice out. and I've just been in an amazing mood, and I literally am like, feel so much better. I also just do obviously feel so much better without my boobs.
Yes.
Weighing me the fuck Yay. Down. I'm like immediately like having way more fun getting dressed. I literally like want to be outside more than I've ever wanted to be outside.
Cause the summer in a tank top with boobs is
yes. Well, that is one of the things that I was like, I have to get this done by the summer because every summer I want to kill myself. And then every winter I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm in a pig sweater.
Yeah. No, and I get
not
it.
Not this year.
I totally get it.
This year things change. So that was my sexy, unique thing.
That's amazing. I mean, springtime in New York City, it's like, it is seriously
lovely.
Special.
It is.
It's amazing. We've been suffering all winter long, and finally we get a treat. Unfortunately, I was out of town for the first week of spring. No worries. It's okay. Not over.
It's not anywhere. It's literally
close to over.
Just starting.
It's just begun.
It's literally just begun.
And tonight, Sophia and I are doing a comedy show together.
Yeah, wait. Tonight, Hannah's going to... I got asked to do this comedy show where the premise is that you, the comedian, brings a friend to open for them. And I was obviously like, well, Hannah has to open for me.
Let's
like,
go.
Who the fuck else would I ever ask to do that? And so basically the second we stop recording this, we're going to take our asses
to
the comedy show.
Run to Brooklyn
run,
Comedy
don't
Collective.
Don't walk to the BCC.
The BCC. Okay, shall we get into the episode?
Yeah. Oh, two things that I don't think we have time to talk about because we're like kind of in a hurry.
Uh-huh.
But we need to discuss at some point is Jax being addicted to cocaine and Sheena being on The Masked Singer.
Yes. Well, I need to watch Sheena's performance on The Masked Singer first because I've seen is her reveal.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her
sing.
It's
so funny that she got kicked off first.
Oh, Sheena wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars.
And instead she had to go to The Masked Singer and
she got
kicked off
Masked
first.
Singer.
Anyway, season 2, episode 7, Addicted.
Addicted.
Addicted. So we open up, Katie and Stassi are getting their quote unquote whole vagina and butts waxed.
Yep. Their whole vaginas and butts. But I know they meant WHOLE.
Oh, yeah.
But wouldn't it be so funny if it was like whole, comma, vagina,
well,
comma,
they're doing that
butts.
Too.
They're going bare, bald as a freaking
yes.
baby.
So it's Katie's first time. I literally wrote down no landing strip, smiley face. Imagine that, ..
Dude, I mean.
I can't even explain to you how huge my bush is right now because I haven't shaved at all since my surgery.
No, I literally hadn't had sex in so long. And so right before I did, I was like, I have to kind of like take a stab at like getting this thing under control because it was crazy. Having a bald vagina is so insane to me. It's literally inappropriate, but. Whatever, to each their own.
I mean,
I love having a bush. Are you kidding? It's sexy.
I love having a giant bush. My bush is literally like an afro, the way that it actually like protrudes from my vagina. You could braid it, literally.
Sometimes my bush is too much and I'm like, this is out of control. I can't even begin to see what's going on under there.
So they're just getting completely bald.
Yep.
And I like they're literally in the room together. Stassi is making full direct eye contact with Katie while she's getting her puss and asshole waxed.
She is absolutely spreading herself open.
I'm like, sorry that we're being so crass. This is not our fault. This is the first.
It's how they open
the
show. The
first scene, yeah.
And they are so brave for like letting the cameras in like that. They're literally like spreading whole, like spreading ass,
literally.
Like wax getting applied and having it ripped off.
Yes. And Stassi says, I have no problem letting my flower bloom around my girlfriends, which I think mm-hmm. means like exposing her entire vulva to her. What does she mean letting my flower bloom?
I literally think she means laying on her back
and like
spreading
her
vagina
labia,
open.
Majora and Minora.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Lips on display.
It's like, what do you mean? When would that even be a thing that you would do except for in this scenario? I have no problem.
I don't know. Because she's saying it like it's something that happens like frequently.
Yeah, and it's like, what?
When? And it's like, I'm naked around my friends all
the
time, but I'm not
like
opening
stretching
my vagina
myself. To my friends. Obviously.
There's just no reason.
There's just no reason. Not saying it would be gross. There's just no reason.
I would do it if I had
not
to, but I don't have
I'm
to.
Not open to it. I just don't see the point. Okay. So then Katie goes after Stassi and is just like, damn, this shit hurts. I would never want to do this ever so bad. It seems so painful and I don't want to wax my vagina at all, but it's just so crazy.
I would get my, I am going to be honest. Yeah, I would get my butthole.
Cool. Sure. Yeah. So then like Katie is just like having such a hard time with it that she ultimately decides to actually stop before they've completely finished her vagina and she leaves one lip hairy.
She leaves one lip hairy.
And she also doesn't get her butt waxed. At first I forgot that like she had the option of going home and shaving it. She says that, but I was like, wait, what is she going to do?
I know.
I was like, that's crazy. And then she was like, I'm just going to use my razor. And I was like, right. I forgot that that was even an option.
But it is like, you've gotten one lip done. Just get the other. Like leave the ass. Sure. But just finish off the vag.
Well, I'm more just like, get your money's worth at that point.
That's what
I'm
like, saying.
It's a waste of money, but whatever. And then like, obviously one side will grow back much faster than the other, but it's none of my business. Stassi says Schwartz is going to be so happy. You're going to want to make a porno,
mm-hmm.
which is so gross to me.
Well, they're not going to do that. They barely They barely bang.
In the room, Stassi gets a text from Jax, and then in the talking head, she reads the text and it says, "I'm not ready to date. You still have my heart."
Girl,
I'm pissed the fuck off.
Why is he texting her like that?
He literally won't stop. And it's just so crazy because his whole shtick that he's doing is being like, just keeps saying to her, like, "You're just getting mad because I'm moving on. You're just getting mad because I'm dating people." And she literally is not. She's like, "I'm getting mad because you keep texting me things like, I'm not ready to date. You still have my heart."
And then standing next to your 21-year-old girlfriend in my face. It just is so bizarre. Like, the amount of stuff that's happening off camera, his manipulation that we're like not seeing. This is just like a teeny peek into it. Yes. And it's so insane.
I can't even imagine. Like, imagine if we had a printout of all the things he texted her and like the stuff he's doing.
Absolutely bombarding her with messages. He's berating her.
It's crazy. The beautiful salon owner gives them cocktails.
Yeah. Yes, she does.
And Stassi is just like, does he really think I'm gonna go running back to him, whatever, and she's mad at him, which makes sense.
And a huge win, I would say, for us is that Katie calls him repulsive.
Yeah, that is true.
Which is like, thank God.
The tides are turning.
Finally, they're turning on him. The girls are turning on him. So now we are at Sir. Mm-hmm. Getting a little scene between Sheena and Stassi.
Yes.
Because as we know, Sheena is now writing for The Divine Addiction, a column about makeup that she feels particularly equipped for because she knows makeup artists.
And she does
her own makeup.
Because she owns a bunch of makeup.
And she owns a ton of makeup.
And applies all of it to her face every morning.
All at once, she fire hoses it on, quote unquote. Yeah. But her first article is about to go up on the website, and she really would like to have Stassi read it over for her.
Yeah,
because Stassi is just a fantastic journalist.
Yeah,
and Pandora is really happy with Stassi's work, so she wants Stassi's eyes on it. Their vibe in this,
it's kind of playful.
They're having like friendly, like mean girl banter with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Stassi's like, "I'm gonna read your article, and then I'm going to comment mean things on it."
Yeah, yeah.
And Sheena's like, "Ha, you bitch," or whatever. Yeah. Like,
and Stassi also is like, "Everyone writes mean comments on my articles."
Yep, she's like, "Everybody hates me and comments mean shit on my stuff." Stassi is agreeing to read over Sheena's thing, even though she's like kind of annoyed with her. She's like ready to be her friend again.
Yeah.
I think because like she's tired of Lisa hating her, and like she kind of likes Sheena.
Okay. Well, like she'll say it later, but she maintains that she's just becoming friends with Sheena because it's like easier to be in like Lisa's good graces that way or whatever. She likes Sheena.
She likes Sheena.
They literally get along. She just is too scared to like Sheena in front of Katie and Kristen.
Yes.
But they get along.
And Sheena did like kind of, Sheena pissed her off in a way that's valid.
Yeah.
So I too would be a little bit hesitant to be her bestie again.
Yeah.
But she does. I mean, they vibe. Like,
yes,
they have good banter.
They do.
Like, Kristen doesn't have good banter with anyone.
No.
Like, she's never fun and playful.
No, because, like, you can't jokingly call Kristen a bitch. She will not think that's funny.
No, she won't.
She'll freak out.
No, she won't. She'll freak the fuck out.
And Sheena can, like, have a sense of humor about it. Yeah. Then we have a quick scene of Peter and Lisa. Peter basically just asks Lisa to come to his 30th birthday party.
Wait, this made me laugh, the dialogue that they had. Lisa walks up. She goes, "Hey, Peter, how's it going?" He goes, "It's actually," and she goes, "Ugh, I just came from an event." Why did you even ask
him
how it was going?
Immediately.
Yeah.
And Lisa's kind of just like, "I'll ruin the fun," which she knows is not true.
No, I mean, she is the fun.
And I don't know. I love how much they all love her. Lisa's like, "Oh, he just wants me to come because like he knows I'll pick up the tab or whatever."
You would pick up the tab? Like, that's so crazy.
Later we learn that's true.
I know.
But also it's like, no, he wants you there because they all love you.
Yeah, of course. Because you're like the star of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, she kind of like reprimands Jack slightly. She's like, "Behave yourself, whatever." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" And she's gone. And once she leaves, kind of all hell breaks loose. Yeah. Because Jax like saunters up to Stassi and he's like, "We're supposed to be friends. Like, why are you being such a bitch to me? Like, why are you being so rude?" And she is like, immediately.
Mind you, he texted her earlier that day or yesterday, like, "My heart, you still have my heart.
You still have my heart."
After she has asked him not to text her things like that.
Yes.
Or text her, period, I think.
Well, he's just doing an insane back and forth to her where he's like, "Yeah, like, I went on a date with a 21-year-old, took her home, we had amazing sex," and then like literally turning around, running to the corner and texting her like, "I'm still in love with you," basically.
He just wants to grind her gears because he's mad that she broke up with him. And then he wants to also be like, "I thought this is what you wanted."
Yeah.
Bitch, you know that no one wants this.
Yes. Well, he says it. She says it either earlier or later. I can't remember. But she says like, "Everything Jax does is in an effort to make me mad."
Literally.
And I know that. Like, I know that's true. And that's what he's trying to do. But even the fact that like that's what he's trying to do is working. It makes me fucking mad. Like, it makes me mad that he's doing that.
Yeah,
he's not
like
getting under my skin in the way that he thinks he is. But just like his attempt to get under my skin gets under my skin.
Of course. He literally is her tormentor.
He is her tormentor. And he's like,
it's so crazy.
Approaches her at work. He's like, I thought we were supposed to be fucking friends. Like, what's your problem? She immediately calls him out for his pride behavior and is like, you were rubbing the 21-year-old in my face. Mm-hmm. She calls him a crazy ass liar, a sociopath, and a bad person.
Yes. She's like, I was stuck in that champagne glass while you were bragging about hooking up with a 21-year-old. And he's like, I wasn't bragging. And then it literally smash cut back to him being like, it was awesome. And
yeah.
It's like, fuck you. Fuck you. He's so annoying.
He's so fucking annoying.
God, I hate him.
And then she says to him, stop texting me, stop calling me, or I will quit my job to get away from you.
Yes. Yes.
And he's like, what the fuck? Like, what? Ugh. He's so mad at her. He thinks that she's mad because he's hooking up with other people. He's like, it's not fair. You said I was allowed to date, whatever. She walks away. No, sorry. Before she walks away, she goes, I don't like you. And he goes, after everything I've done? And she goes, yeah, exactly. After everything you've done.
Yes.
Duh, after everything you've done. Like, he thinks he spent a year trying to win her back. Like, he spent a year torturing her.
Literally being her personal troll. Like, he has this insane narrative that the past year, everything he's done for the past year, which is him trying to win her back and being evil to her.
Yes.
Makes it so that she should, like, be indebted to him.
Yeah, she should, like, have reverence for him for, like, trying to, like, be such a good person and boyfriend and friend to her.
Which is not what he's done.
But just, he's delusional. So then she walks away and she goes to recap what happened to Peter and Katie. And he just walks by and goes, fucking bitch.
Literally. Like, literally.
Literally just walks into the room to call her a fucking bitch and then keeps going on his way. And that clearly sets everybody off.
Yes.
Stassi says that he has fucked up so many times that she cannot feel anything for him at all anymore. Yes. She can't even cry over him. She feels absolutely nothing for him. She says, I can't even cry for you. That's how little I feel. And then he's like, you are fuck you, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yes. She goes, you can go now. And he walks away.
And he just, like, does this insane thing also where, like, every time she's like, you're a liar, you hurt people, whatever, he's like, when have I lied?
I know.
Who did I hurt? Girl, what are you talking about?
You lied
about?
To me and you hurt me.
You lie constantly. Mm-hmm. Literally constantly. And you, it's like things where it's like, you know that you've done these things. We had a huge fight because I found out that you cheated on me with a girl in Vegas, which is you lying and hurting me.
I mean, he knows that he lied and hurt her about the cheating, but he has this excuse now where he's like, I did that a year ago and then I spent a year making it up to you, so you can't be mad at me anymore. So, like, pick a different time.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, she could name 100,000 other examples, but to you, those don't matter. So it's not going to make a difference. Yes.
The narrative around the year is, like, giving him an insane superiority complex that is so, so sickening and undeserved,
it's
obviously.
It's so crazy. It's just, like, it's thank so God that nobody else, like, cares about it, though. I mean, if everybody else was, like, still riding for him, that would be awful.
Okay, so then we're at Tom and Kristen's. This is so funny. They are so getting ready for Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
The thought of them going to Korean barbecue, it does end up being funny. It's so funny to
me. They've never been before.
They've never been.
This is a new experience for them.
It is. Tom is basically taking Kristen out to dinner because he's like, I'm taking her out to dinner because of all the rumors that he's cheating on her.
Yeah, and because she's a quote unquote ticking time bomb.
He keeps calling her a ticking time bomb. I literally wrote down, I love how he keeps calling her a ticking time bomb. What a horrifying thing to feel in your relationship.
It's so bad to be like, I have to be nice to my girlfriend stat because she's a ticking time bomb about to explode because of all of the cheating rumors.
He has said it multiple times. It is so funny that is how he feels. It's literally true, but it is so funny.
No, he's absolutely spot on.
He's 100%
right. Things are going to explode soon.
Yes. It's so funny. Anyway, so Kristen asks if they have vegetarian options at Korean barbecue, mm-hmm. and Tom is like, he's like, yeah, of course, like, there's a ton of, like, vegetables that they can barbecue. That's the first thing I asked.
Yeah, he goes, there's a ton of vegetables you can grill.
And he's like, babe, you know that's the first thing I asked. And she's like, okay. Korean barbecue is, as we'll find out later, basically all meat.
It is 100% meat. There is kimchi soup.
It's them cooking meat in front of you.
It's
so crazy. He is obviously so stupid.
Why did he lie?
I don't think he's lying. I think he doesn't know what Korean barbecue is.
But he said he asked.
Yeah. Well, okay. I obviously am not on Tom's side at all. I think there's a chance he asked and they lied to him, or he didn't ask, didn't check, and whatever. Because the way that he says that's the first thing I asked does make it sound like a lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever they say shit like that, it's like, so you didn't ask?
You didn't ask. Or I believe that he asked a question that was
like, do you have vegetables?
And they're like, is there a vegetable at the restaurant? Yes. Yeah, there is.
But it's like, that's so not the point of this whole thing.
There's one vegetable at the restaurant. The main thing is beef, though.
Yes. Kristen basically says that even though she still doesn't know if he cheated on her, it's really sweet that he's trying to take her to dinner to Korean barbecue. I don't know. She's so crazy. She's just like, I still have no idea if these rumors are true or not, but it's really sweet that he's taking me to Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
She's like, he's really, really demonstrating his love and commitment to me right now by taking you out to one singular dinner at a restaurant where you cannot really eat anything. I mean, it's just so delusional.
It's literally so funny.
I can't. Being in a relationship like that is so fucked up. I mean, absolutely no wonder all of her friends hate her and hate talking about it. Of course.
God, he is like brain dead for real. It's just like unbelievable that he is taking her to Korean barbecue. It's so funny.
I know, it's so funny.
And damn, is it funny when they're at the restaurant, which we'll get there.
It's fucking funny when they're there. Kind of intercut their date scene with Tom Schwartz is showing up at Jax's apartment to help him get ready for a date. Mm-hmm. Jax kind of wants to have a little bit of fun after Stassi, in his words, and Schwartz brings him a pack of Magnums because Jax is gonna be so like fucking all around town, I suppose. Like, Schwartz is like, oh, these don't fit me, like you can have them, blah blah blah.
He says they're like, too small for me, you can have them. Very funny.
So funny, because Jax is going on a date with a girl that he met at Sur.
Yes.
He kind of works at Sur and uses it as his hunting ground to pick up chicks.
Yes.
And they're like kind of like playing around with
cologne. It when the boys get ready for a date together. It makes me laugh so hard.
I know. Well, because they're always playing around with cologne. Like, they were playing around with cologne in the last one. It's one
of their favorite things to do.
They're playing around with the cologne. Schwartz is like, you need to spray like two sprays and then walk through it or whatever. And Jax is like, no, you can't do that. Like, that's not enough, whatever. And Schwartz is like, I like it subtle. And then Jax is like, I'm not subtle. And then he like sprays a shit ton.
Yes.
Schwartz is like, you should have your own ball sack cologne. Yes. Because Jax's famous thing is that he likes to spray it down his pants before a date. He did that last time with Stassi.
Which is like, I'm sorry. The way he's only having unprotected sex with women, and it's like him dousing his dick in cologne and
babe, then you're fucking giving them like no condom. So many like yeast infection UTIs. Are you joking? Passing so much stuff around.
Literally just so nasty.
And he goes,
pussy smelling like Giorgio Armani literally, or whatever the fuck. It's, and it's so like, gross.
Like, I know you want, that's really crude. I'm not even going to say it. I know you want them to suck your dick, and it's like, it's going to taste like literally up alcohol.
Anyways. Also, at some point in this conversation, he's like, Stassi and I are doing well. What are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about? Whatever.
So then we're obviously at Korean barbecue. They sit down and they're kind of like, Kristen and Tom sit down and they're kind of like, damn, this shit is crazy, because they've literally never, they don't know what Korean barbecue is.
It's shocking to me that they've never seen it before. It's like, but not a new concept, but I guess maybe back then it like hadn't taken off in LA yet. That's what I was
wondering, when it like popped off among white people, obviously.
Yeah, well, when I did
have a moment.
When I lived in LA, it was like huge for white kids to go to KBBQ. Massive.
But that was after this. So maybe this is when it's like the new quote unquote trendy thing. It's
catching on.
Literally so sorry to be talking about Korean barbecue like that.
I know.
And just some normal ass shit. But anyway.
Yes. Well, it's to them, it's like,
it's extremely novel.
But Tom, it couldn't be more thrilled.
Oh, yes. Okay. So then Kristen is in the confessional, like smiling huge, saying that Tom knows he's in the doghouse because she like loves when he's like down astronomically bad and has to like beg for her forgiveness or whatever.
She likes to be on top.
Yes. And then Kristen asks about the vegetarian options and they're like, we have spicy cabbage stew.
She goes, I don't like spicy and I don't like stew.
Yes. And she literally is like, I mean, she's being literally offensive as well, the way she is acting. Yeah. Like, it sounds disgusting when it's just like,
no, she's being
totally
so
fine.
So rude at the restaurant.
She literally is making like nasty ass faces and it's like, you have to stop doing
and
that.
And like, the thing about KBBQ is that they like cut the meat up with scissors and then grill it in front of you.
Of course.
And she is like being disgusted due to her quote unquote she is a vegetarian, but like being quote unquote disgusted due to her vegetarianism. Yes. And it's like, stop.
I know. They bring,
you are literally being so rude.
They bring all of the sides, which are literally just various pickled vegetables, and she says that she is scared.
Yes. Kristen.
It's a pickled vegetable.
Well, it's like, obviously Kristen gonna be racist.
Of course. This made me want Korean barbecue.
I know, me too.
We should go. She says, I've been a vegetarian since I was 11 years old. No chicken, no fish, no meat. Right.
Right, absolutely. Yep.
And yeah, they start cooking the meat. Kristen is disgusting. She says that she has lost her appetite.
Kristen, stop. You're an adult woman.
You're an adult and they're just cooking food. They're just cooking food in front of you. It's like, and like, you would not be acting this way if you were at like,
if you were watching a burger
fondue
get
or something. Yeah, also, or like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like steak in a boiling pot.
Yeah, no.
And also, like, you work at a restaurant.
Literally.
Like, you see meat get cooked all of the time. You just are being racist.
But it is like obviously so funny that this is where he took her.
I know. I mean, she can't eat a single thing.
No, no. And Tom is like going, like Tom is like, I love this. Like yes. He's like loving it because like, he obviously like loves meat.
Is he not like telling the waiter like, this is amazing?
No, he literally is like, this tastes so good. Can I have more of it? And she's like literally refusing to eat on the date that he is taking her on to make up for the fact that there are a bunch of rumors going around.
Yeah, he cheats on her.
She can't, but she refuses to eat a single thing.
Yeah.
So then Tom brings up Stassi and Jax. Kristen says that he needs to stop, like, Kristen's like, Jax needs to stop, like, stalking Stassi or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Tom is like, Jax always goes after girls that are a sure thing, which then triggers Kristen. And she's like, she says some shit that literally doesn't make sense. No. She's like, yeah, like, guys always go after a sure thing instead of the girl who's waiting at home for them. And it's like, well, the girl who's waiting at home for them is a sure thing. Obviously.
She goes, he says the thing about how Jax always goes after girls who are a sure thing. And she goes, most guys are like that. And he doesn't really hear her. And she goes, most guys are like that.
We've said it before. We'll keep saying it. They need to break up. They literally cannot engage like with each other without. Like,
they can't have a conversation for longer than 10 minutes that doesn't devolve into Kristen being extremely hurt and Tom being mad that Kristen's hurt.
Yeah, literally, like, it's just like unbelievable. And then Tom is like, I can't do anything without Kristen second guessing it. I love being Kristen's boyfriend, but part of the job description is doing constant damage control.
You won't stop cheating on her,
and
that's
you
don't. Why that's part of it.
And you don't love being her boyfriend.
You hate being her boyfriend.
You literally hate because you don't. I mean, you don't want to do it. You keep cheating on her. It's like
your damage control is taking her to a restaurant where she can't eat the food. Like. Obviously, she is going to be upset. You're so bad at your job if your job is being Kristen's boyfriend and doing damage control.
I know. We've talked about that before, like when he was like putting the IKEA table together or whatever. But it's just like, even if he actually wanted to like recommit to the relationship and like earn her trust back, he just like couldn't. Would have no idea where to start or how to even do that.
Yeah, he's inept.
He is literally inept at doing such a thing.
It just is so crazy the way that they delude themselves into thinking that they love being in this relationship.
Especially him. Like,
especially him when he has another girlfriend lined up.
Kristen is just like so mentally ill that like I do believe that she believes that she loves him and like needs to be in this relationship. And I think for her the thought of breaking up is probably a lot scarier than for Tom the thought of them breaking up.
Well, for Tom it's like he literally is involved in an emotional affair with somebody else.
Of course
he is in love with another person. So I don't understand why he is being so committed to this relationship in a way where he's like, I love her so much.
It's literally because I think the only thing that
because
I think
of their pact.
Yeah, I literally think it's their pact about how they're like, we're going to be the David and Victoria Beckham of this show.
They're so stupid and for holding on to that pact.
Well, I
so
think
much.
That the thing that's important to him about the pact is that he cares so much about appearances.
Yeah.
And like really wants to be like, just wants to be the coolest on the show. That's why he acts so weird in the Talking Heads. Is always trying to like be the narrator, like, which is so obviously funny because they're not keeping up appearances. No. Like,
I guess. I mean, like, it's their relationship is so obviously faltering, and I don't really understand how they can't even like see that.
Or like the fact that I guess for him to be like acting this way, he has to be deluding himself into thinking that the people watching the show would for some reason be rooting for the two of them, which
I think,
is unbelievable.
I think that they both absolutely think that. Yeah. They think like everybody can see how in love we are because we keep saying that we're so in love.
Yes.
And so they want us to succeed.
It's so, so crazy.
But it's so crazy to be like, the people at home would think that, but the people in my... everyone in my life is watching my relationship play out and is saying the opposite of that, but the people are watching are gonna see like we're in love with
each other. It's so crazy. Kristen kind of like sarcastically is like, I love this date.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they're in a nightmare situation together.
They are actually trapped in like an escape room of a relationship. Yes. And they cannot get out of it.
So, it's crazy, so crazy that they live together. Like, oh, it's so
it's
bad.
Unbelievable. It's so that they bad. I guess supposedly fall asleep next to each other every night.
I know,
like, so mad.
So mad, going to sleep angry every single night. Tom's not mad, he's confused, but Kristen is boiling with rage. Like, there's one person who's like, I don't know, like going to sleep next to somebody who's that angry is like so bad for you. It has to be,
of course. Physically. And going to sleep that angry has to be bad.
Yes.
For you. No, it's like this relationship is shaving years off of both of their lives. Of course.
Okay, so it's kind of date night still.
It's date night.
Jax and the girl he met at Sir Paige are having a date. My notes say she is random in parentheses tequila because they get to the date. She's like she just literally is like a random girl, like some random brunette that he met at Sir, like a girl who's like sexy in 2014, like that kind of girl, like big hair, big curly hair and like She's like tan. She's from Jersey.
Yeah. She's a Jersey girl.
She's a Jersey girl. She was like, we're going to be doing tequila, right? Like, let's have tequila. And he was like, whoa, slow your roll. Like, this isn't the club, honey. And I was like, stop talking to her like that, as if you aren't like pounding shots like in the morning.
I hated that part. I wrote down that he literally looks like a shark who's about to kill you. The way he's like looking at her, like flirting, being like, I don't want tequila. Don't threaten me with a good time. It's like, oh my God, you're so
really
scary.
Seeing him on the prowl is like really, really.
He is quite literally on the prowl.
Yeah.
He acts like he is doing like hunting. He is hunting.
He is hunting.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. And this like, this scene is like, we're watching him hunt interspersed with like his talking heads. This is where he says the thing about being on a rampage.
He always calls it a rampage.
Well, he says, so he's like talking to her, like talking about where she's from. She's from Jersey. He's like, I want to go to Jersey. Like, I want to go to the Jersey Shore, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then in his talking head, he's like, I'm really excited to date again. I'm not going to say that I'm going to go on a rampage, but I'm going to have fun and I'm going to be a little slutty.
Him using the word rampage is literally so scary.
It's so scary.
It is so scary because it's like, well, that is the word that serial killers use.
And because later in the episode, we learn like he is having sex with like a different girl every single night for a week straight.
Of course, he's on a rampage.
He's on a rampage. He's literally on a rampage. Like, that's exactly what it is. He's on a rampage.
It's so, he is literally so fucking scary.
He's not like being a little slutty. Like, I want to be a little slutty this summer. Like, I want to date around and like,
well,
hook up and like be flirty. He is like on a terrifying mission.
He is on a terrifying mission, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, for him to say like, I want to be a little slutty, that obviously means like you're on a terrifying mission.
Yes. It's funny because his
baseline is like what you or I would already consider way sluttier than, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like his baseline of however much he's having sex is already so, the bar is so much higher than what you and I would ever even like consider being like a little bit slutty.
Yeah. Dude, he's like literally actually having sex with a different person every single night for like a week straight, which is like,
this is not to slut shame anyone who lives that lifestyle. He is doing it in a way that is so horrifying because he just has no soul. Like,
he is not connecting with any of these people in any sense whatsoever. He literally is like having sex with them. They mean nothing to him. They aren't people.
No, literally. He's doing it like, I don't even know what he is doing it out of either. Like, it's not like he's doing it as like a distraction and also like out of literally like a place of anger.
Yes. And because he thinks he's a sex addict. And when he says, I'm going on a, like, going to go on a rampage, to me, that also means like drug and alcohol fueled rampage.
Of course.
Like, it's, well, it's party. I mean, because we know now, because he has confessed to being a coke addict of over 20 years, but
it's unbelievable. Not unbelievable, because obviously he's addicted to cocaine.
We've seen it.
But like that he said, like, I'm 83 days sober and that is the longest that I've been sober since I was 21.
Yeah.
Like, the way that he literally has been coked out for like over 2 decades is just like insane.
Oh, it's so bad for you.
It, like, I can't believe he hasn't had like a heart attack.
I cannot believe he like has a nose. I know he's had 2 nose drops, but a lot of people like fully like,
yeah,
it's turn like lose. It really decays your, yeah, the cartilage in your nose where you like don't even have a nose anymore.
I like can't even think about how his health is, because like he was doing so much coke, drinking so much, and then also
taking all those supplements and steroids.
It's literally unbelievable.
Yes.
Like, I actually can't believe that he doesn't have like a major heart condition.
I'm shocked that he hasn't had a heart attack.
I am too.
The steroids alone will
give you a heart attack. His heart must be shredded.
Anyways, he's like on this date. He's like trying to woo this girl, whatever. And he's like, he's saying like his game is that he doesn't have game. He just like talks to them and whatever, like woos them and then has sex with them. At the end of the date, he's like,
I'm like, that is literally unbelievable.
I know. This part like literally broke my heart for this girl. Okay, they're at this nice restaurant. The end of the night, he's like, what do you want to do? And she's like, I don't know, like whatever you want to do. And he's like, how would you feel about just like coming back to my house and watching a movie? And it's like, fuck, like
watching a movie.
I literally have been there before where it's like you get dressed up like you're on a dinner date, well, and they're like, what if we just went back to my place? It's like, no, I literally put makeup on and stuff.
I like, don't know though, because then she's like, doesn't she say the thing where she's like, I don't care about like where this is going. Like, I seem,
oh
like
yeah,
maybe she does,
I mean,
just want
to
fuck.
I think she just wants to fuck too and probably be on TV.
But I know what you
she's
mean.
She's like totally fine.
Well, I guess in that way then the getting ready paid off because she gets to be on TV. Yes. But I do understand what you mean of like just like the pure labor of getting ready. And then it's like, we've been at a restaurant for an hour and a half and now it's like, what was any of this for?
Yeah, but exactly.
She literally, it is funny because like,
well, she said like, I just want to like, I don't want to date. I just like, yeah, we can just like see what happens
but
here.
But he still is like clearly in a mode of being like, I have to like trick this girl into thinking I yes. want to be her boyfriend or something. And she literally is being like, I do not care.
Yeah.
Like, I do not give a shit.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it is. Like, you actually didn't have to take this particular girl out to like a nice dinner.
No,
she doesn't give a fuck about it.
And it's the way that he just like cannot help himself from actually love bombing women.
And he like likes to consider himself like a gentleman. Like, he thinks that this behavior is like good and nice and acceptable. He's like, I take women out on dates, like I treat them well, I'm nice to them, I say nice things to them, blah 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 blah, all this shit. And it's like, you're manipulating them.
It is true, but I actually cannot believe that he would be like, yeah, I'm a gentleman.
He 100% would say that about himself. He would say like, I'm a bad guy, but like, I'm a gentleman.
You are like a vampire addicted to sex.
Yes.
It's like, you are like a not only are you not a gentleman, you are non-human. Like, you are,
he
like,
thinks that because he like will open the door for a girl,
of course,
and then like, yeah, like maybe a second later he'll like slither by her and call her a fucking bitch, but like, he opened the door for her, so like, he's a gentleman, he's a nice guy, he's done bad things.
It's so crazy.
But he's a gentleman.
I cannot even imagine what like, just like the narratives that like he has in his mind, I like cannot wrap my head around.
I know. I mean, he just is a shocking man. Like, I don't mean, he's just been coked out for 2 decades, and whatever he did on the Valley to have to get ahead of the story of him being addicted to coke, I'm so scared to see.
I'm so scared, but I am so excited.
Apparently he threw a bunch of furniture at Britney.
Okay, well, I take back what I just said, obviously. Meaning like, I'm so excited. You're like, he's done a terrible,
I don't think terrible they're domestic gonna, abuse. I do not think they're going to show that on the show.
And then we're back at Sir. Jax comes into work the next morning, literally like so hungover. He looks like he is dying.
Yes,
he literally he looks so bad. And then he just like immediately like launches into like a nasty ass monologue to the guy who's working.
Yeah.
He goes, I've had like seven girls in the last 2 weeks, at least seven in the last 2 weeks, at least. Like, I don't even want to tell you. I've been bad, man. I think I'm going through a downward. This is crazy.
Yeah, it literally, he's actually like fully like,
this is rampage.
Like, to use a Gen Z term, he's like actually crashing out.
He is literally crashing out. Like, this is the rampage.
Crashing out at this guy
at a random man. Like, the guy does not ask him a question. He's like,
no.
He's like, I've had six, at least seven. I'm going.
I think I'm going on a really bad downward spiral, man. Like, I don't know what to do.
He literally says, I think I'm going through a downward spiral right now. I'm trying to get it out of my system. He acts like a vampire.
Also, like, when you say get it out of my system, like, bitch, get what out of your system?
No, that's what I'm saying.
There's nothing to get out of your system. That's who you are.
He acts like sex keeps him alive. Do you know what I mean? It's like, he's like, I just need my fill and then it's okay. It's like, what are you talking about?
Ew.
Like, what are you talking about?
It's also so scary to say I've had seven girls. I've had them.
Of course. It's horrifying.
Ugh.
So then Lisa comes up and is like, wow, you look like shit.
Uh-huh.
But at least you got your eyebrows waxed.
Uh-huh. She's like, that's weird. No, it's not. They're on TV.
Oh, and Tom shaves his whole fucking face.
Tom shaves his forehead.
It's like, Lisa, you know all these guys are gay. So then Lisa brings up his fight with Stassi. And he's like, she tells me to move on and then tells me not to move on.
Mm-hmm.
No, she doesn't. Mm-mm. She does not tell you not
She's
to move
never
on.
Never told you not to move
that
on.
That is literally your delusions.
Yes.
He literally is having delusions. I literally think sometimes she is saying something and he is actually hearing something completely different.
I think so too. I 100% think so too. I mean, the reality he lives in is not the reality that the rest of them live in.
He does not
Which
live in reality.
Which is so crazy because they all
none
live,
of them live
they live in,
reality. In
the craziest reality, but at least they are kind of experiencing
the
shared
same,
delusions
yes,
a lot of the time.
Yes.
He is like on a different
yes,
fucking
no.
planet.
That is literally so true. That is so true. Holy shit. And Lisa's like, it's because you're throwing it in her face.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's doing this whole thing where he's like, she likes it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that was true at one point.
I do not think that's true anymore.
I do not think it is true anymore.
No,
I
don't
really
think so
do not think it is true anymore. I think that at one point she liked the like attention and bickering with him. And now she really is like, you need to cut it out.
Well, she liked when he was following around, like trying to woo her.
Yeah.
Until it reached a certain point.
Yes.
And now he's actually just being scary.
In the confessional, Jack says, like, everyone is going to know if he sleeps with someone. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, we just saw you tell a man a random guy that you don't even seem to be that good of friends with who's working there that you've had at least seven girls in the last 2 weeks. So it's like, well, they're going to know because you're the one spreading
the rumors.
You're
coming into work, you're screaming about it.
Yeah, so everyone is going
to
know.
You're like sweating tequila at the bar and like screaming about how you're on a downward spiral because you can't stop having sex with random people.
It's so crazy.
To work with that man. I say it all the time.
Oh my God, like, him sweating next to you saying those things.
And like the way that Tom said that, like he has no spatial awareness.
Yeah.
He's like sweating, freaking bumping out, bumping into you, spilling shit, breaking glass.
Oh my God. Like, he's literally so like bad. Oafing around.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just so crazy for him to be like, well, Stassi's going to hear this no matter what. And it's like, you're also telling it. He's acting like she's going to hear it secondhand no matter what. We just saw you last episode telling it to her firsthand.
And yes, and even if you're not telling it to her firsthand, you're screaming about it at the bar, like she works there, she'll hear it.
Of course, of course.
She'll like actually hear it from the back because you can't stop screaming.
And then he says that he's thinking of going to therapy to quote unquote make sure his life is in order.
Make sure. It's not.
Saying, I think I'm going through a downward spiral and then being like, I gotta go to therapy just to make sure everything's okay.
Just make sure my ducks are in a row.
You know it's not. You know that your life is, you're literally spiraling out of control.
It's falling apart. It's like falling through your fingers. Like things are slipping away from you. You're losing a grasp on reality. You don't need to just like check in with a therapist. You need to like check yourself into
a mental hospital. Yeah. He's like, he's literally acting like it's when you're like, I should just like do a quick check-in with my therapist. Like, haven't talked to them in a while. It's like, you actually need to go to rehab.
You need like serious help.
You need literally multiple inpatient treatments.
Yeah.
Multiple.
Simultaneous.
Yes.
And out of state.
Lastly, the fact that he is literally going to therapy on cocaine.
I know.
Good God.
I know.
Doing therapy on coke?
I know.
Can you imagine?
No. Like, it's just so... He's going to do it for the rest of his life because he takes up therapy. Like, he enjoys going to therapy because he loves talking about himself and lying. Yeah. So, now Stassi and Sheena are on their little date to go over Sheena's article. Basically, Sheena, like, wants to become friends again and she is reading her article to Stassi and Stassi is like, damn...
It's about contouring, BTW.
It's about contouring.
Just so you know.
I didn't write down what was in the article. It just like was poorly written and like not a good article. Mm-hmm. And Stassi reads it and she's like, fuck, this is actually really good.
It's really funny. She's like, it reminds me of my own writing style. And it's like, even if it's not bad, it's so bland. Like it's so nothing. It's so funny to be like, well, there's no style.
The style is like listicle.
Literally.
It's literally like.
It's so funny.
You can use bronzer to contour.
Yes. She's like, it's very cosmopolitan.
There's no personality in it at all.
Also, it's so funny that the idea of what they're doing right now is Sheena is reading aloud to Stassi so Stassi can give her edits. I know that this is just for a scene, but it's like, that's just not how getting edits works.
That's just not obviously. How it works whatsoever. And also, the article is already up on the website. So it's like, why would she be giving you edits now? It's published. It's too late.
It's so funny.
So they do that, whatever. Stassi's like, fuck, that was really good. And Sheena is like, okay, Stassi, like, I talked to Lisa about you. And Stassi's like, can you fucking stop doing that?
I know.
Stop doing that. And Sheena's like, no, I did it as a good thing. Like, I told her, like, you're being nice to me and, like, you're my friend again. I talked to her about you. And Stassi is like, literally stop talking to Lisa about me. Keep my name out of your mouth when you are around Lisa. Yeah. Like, just don't bring me up. And Sheena is like, you don't understand. Like, I never... talk to Lisa about you as a plot to take you down.
Well, she literally says what we've said before where she's like, I'm not like you.
Yeah, she was like, I don't have that kind of motivation within me. I just was like, that was going on. I was like telling Lisa or whatever. Basically be like, Lisa's my friend.
Quick side note is that during this scene, Sheena is basically wearing bangles wrist to elbow.
Yeah.
A huge ass stack of bangles on
She's super into jewelry this
arm.
Episode.
Not even on her wrist, on her entire forearm.
Like a sleeve.
Literally. It's like how many my grandma wears.
Yeah, like a sleeve, but opposite, like not up top, up bottom. But she's basically like, I never had a plan to take you down. I was just talking to Lisa about what's going on. Yeah. But like now I fixed it. I fixed everything. Like Lisa likes you again. We're all back in everybody's good graces, whatever. And Stassi is like in the talking head being like, it's literally just easier for me to let Sheena think that we are good friends than to fight with her because she does have this, like, she has Lisa's ear.
Yeah.
So, like, I need to stay on Sheena's good side. And then, like we said before, I'm pretty sure Stassi just likes her a little bit and just, like, won't run up to it.
Yeah.
And then
whatever.
Sheena pays for all their drinks. So it's
again,
like...
this is, like, the third time we've seen Sheena pick up the bill for the two of them. It is so funny. I'm like, girl, you do need to have a little bit more self-respect.
You
just
do.
Split the tab.
Just a little bit.
Like, come on. Come on. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's not even Stassi being like, I forgot my wallet. It's Sheena being like, I'll
I got it.
It.
Girl,
stop
what the fuck? What the fuck? So it's Peter's birthday. Mm-hmm. Sheena and Shay show up before Peter, which was so funny to me. They are literally, you know that they got there right on time, if not early.
100%.
Which is so funny to like go to a bar hang right when it starts.
Exactly on the it's club. Crazy. They're at the club.
It's literally such an insane thing to do, but it tracks so hard for Sheena's personality.
100%. Well, she doesn't want to miss out on a second.
No, no, of course not.
And she'd be looking crazy in this too. She looks so funny. She's wearing a bun. Bun at the club.
She loves the like top knot donut bun thing so bad. So everyone except for Jack shows up. Schwartz asks Peter if he's gonna get laid tonight, which is disgusting, but stop, none Schwartz. Of my business. Stassi is just like kind of ignoring Sheena again. It's like really sad, and
it honestly is so sad.
It's really sad,
especially because Katie and Kristen are so rotten.
They're so rotten. She just so like Stassi is just ignoring Sheena because she's like embarrassed for them to know that she likes Sheena.
Yeah.
And it's like, we just saw Sheena and Stassi getting along, and it would just feel like such shit to like have her then like ignore you. And
I know,
you know why she's doing it too. Yeah, I don't know, I just feel bad for Sheena, but I also just want Sheena to stand up for herself and stop trying to be Stassi's friend, because at this point it's like, girl, if she's too embarrassed to be your friend, you have to just like shut it down.
And it's like Stassi is not even really giving her that much like when they're hanging out.
No, she's not.
It's not worth it.
No, it really is not worth it. Mm-mm. It really isn't. And then Lisa and Ken show up, or Lisa's like to Peter and stuff is like, you can put it on my tab, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, it is so epic for your hot ass boss with amazing hair to show up and open a tab
for
your birthday.
She looks so good.
She obviously looks so good.
She looks amazing, and she's so rich. Like, your boss is a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. Yes. And she's showing up and she's paying for your 30th birthday party at Club Couture. Hello, dream come true.
She on the talking head is being like, whenever Lisa shows up, she is immediately the most beautiful woman in the room. And I'm like, that is literally so true. Sheena, I know. It's so true.
She's absolutely right about that.
And then Lisa instructs Sheena to like do something fun for Peter or whatever. And then Sheena like goes up to Peter and gives him like the nastiest little lap dance. It's not really a lap dance though. She's like dancing in between his legs. Like, there's like, I don't even think any like bodily contact.
There's no
happening.
Body to body. Oh, it's so weird. I wrote, Sheena gives Peter an odd and frantic lap dance.
Yes.
It's, she's moving so fast.
Yeah. And ew, Peter takes his shirt off. Why did he do that? No one told him to do that.
It's also just like, it's so not a sexy dance. It's literally not. Sheena like bopping up and down so quickly and like
just doing
kind
a lot
of like moving her
and like hair and flips. Like she's doing a lot of hairography.
Yes.
Like,
which is
not-
so also so fucking funny to do with a bun on. There's nothing moving. Like her bun is hairsprayed down to her head and she's like whipping her neck around.
It's so funny. It's like actually disgusting. Yeah, I wrote down the dance is crazy.
The dance
she's going
is so
crazy.
And then okay, it's about to happen, but the girls come for her so hard, and it's like 100% if I saw my coworker doing that, I would make so much fucking fun of them. Not for the reason that these girls are going in on her, because it looks
so embarrassing. It's no, I know. And it's one of those things where it's like her doing that dance in public is punishment enough. She just humiliated herself.
Yeah, because, well, Sheena does her dance and then she's like, Katie, it's your turn.
Yeah. And Katie is like, I can't do that in front of Schwartz. He's like almost my fiance. Their obsession with being like, my man is almost my fiance. Don't say that. It's literally not true.
It's really,
that man is
really, really
not almost
true.
Your fiance at all. And Schwartz literally is like, I don't give a shit.
She goes, I respect him too much to do that. And he goes, I don't care.
Schwartz's whole scene is being very pro Sheena, which
yes,
is really
so funny.
And so then Lisa leaves. Stassi, Christina Kelly, Katie, and Kristen all sit outside and they're shit-talking Sheena and her lap dance. And Sheena is like right next to them hearing the entire thing.
Yeah, they're being... Well, it's Tequila Katie.
They're being brutally rude. I mean, like, Stassi is being silent, which is her version of being like, I'm being helpful, whatever. Yeah. But like, rude.
I didn't even write down what Katie was saying because it's like, it's hard for me to watch her like that because it's so mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's indefensible behavior.
Just being like, that's disgusting. Like, Sheena's nasty. Like, she's a slut. Like, blah, blah, blah,
being
blah.
Being like,
blah.
She's a home-wrecking fucking whore. And it's like, we dropped that. We moved on from that girl.
Yes. And she's just, I mean, Katie is so drunk.
Katie
like,
is
belligerently drunk.
So drunk.
Yes. Sheena sits down to confront them. Katie calls her disgusting. Mm-hmm. Kristen is like, why are you even sitting with us? We all hate you.
Yep.
And Stassi remains pitch silent.
Yep.
It is
that part
really,
was so hard to watch.
I know.
So
and
sad.
And it's just like, imagine behaving that way. Like, Sheena literally has not done anything to them.
I know.
And they're like calling her disgusting.
Disgusting and we all hate you is like so
for
mean.
For literally no reason.
For nothing. for nothing.
It is so crazy.
And it's not even like creative. Like you can't even say like they're reading her. They're just like literally being so mean.
They're not reading her.
So
they're not reading her.
No.
It's like, I mean, they're acting in a way that is ultimately very embarrassing for them.
Yes.
And
it's
Dossie,
such a bad look for them.
Yeah. And in the Talking Heads, Dossie is like, I'm just going to be silent because Sheena is like, she literally says like Sheena is in the right.
Yep.
And Katie is being so fucking mean to her, mm-hmm. but Katie's my best friend.
Yep. That is so crazy. I can't even imagine acting like that. If my best...
They're doing the kind of bullying that would make someone kill themselves.
Yes. The kind of bullying that they make the PSAs about.
Like literally like when it's like in high school, like bullying girls and then the girl kills themselves. That's the kind of bullying they're doing to Sheena.
It's like, that's it's like crazy. How they script those scenes. But this is like straight up coming out of their mouths.
I mean, I can't imagine like the amount of like, and I think Sheena also says this actually, like the amount of self-hatred that they must have to be able to like say these things to someone else is like unbelievable.
Well, and Katie says it later on.
Then I was like, Sheena's like doing well in the conversation. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm like secure in my relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was like the only one there for like Stassi and stuff like that, whatever. But it is just brutal because it's like a 3-1 conversation.
I know.
So there's just like no real winning.
Her points like do revolve a lot around Stassi. Like, I'm a good friend. I was there for Stassi, mm-hmm. whatever. And Stassi is unfortunately sitting literally with the bullies being silent.
Being actually pitch silent. It is crazy. It's crazy. If I was Sheena, I would be way more pissed off. Like, I'd be like, I would like start screaming at Stassi.
Me too.
And then Peter comes up to defend Sheena. He says, Kristen and Katie are ripping into Sheena for giving me a lap dance. I want all of these women to give me a lap dance. It's my birthday. Stop it.
Yeah, literally. Ew, I want all the... Peter Please, is no. gay. Sorry, he is.
Ew, him... Yeah, because why did you take your shirt off? That's not a normal reaction.
It's just not normal. Being gay is not normal.
So then Sheena walks away. Shay sticks up for her. And Katie is
Shay has it together tonight.
Shay does. No, yeah. Shay and Sheena were like doing really well.
They were power couple tonight.
Sheena was not losing her cool. Like she was doing a really good job at like keeping it together. Also, just because Katie and Kristen are so drunk, it's like Shay and Sheena just look so much better
than
Shay them.
And Shay seemed like totally with it, like actually seemed to be pretty sober.
Yes, but Katie says the thing that's so funny, which she says, I'm not going to have a conversation with you where you can't even conjugate any verbs.
Yes. Any verbiage, any kind of verbiage.
Which is like oftentimes true for Shay because of his like clear pill addiction. But
yes, but in this instance, it's Katie literally slurring her
literally
words.
Literally slurring her words. It's crazy. She literally, she's like literally blackout drunk.
Yeah,
literally blackout
she is
drunk.
Fully, fully blacked out.
Yes. Yeah. And then Stassi is like, I didn't say anything to Katie because I was scared that she was going to start yelling at me.
Mm-hmm.
Schwartz then inside is giving Sheena a hug and apologizing for Katie and Kristen. He's like, they don't mean that. And Sheena is like, yeah, they do. And they do.
The thing about it is like, Schwartz is like a dick who never stands up for Katie. That's totally true.
Of course.
But in this moment, I'm like, yeah, give Sheena a hug.
No, I mean, she deserves it.
They're being so
mean to her.
So
they are being
awful.
So mean to her.
So bad.
Tom tells Katie that he's mad at her because when... quote unquote, when Sheena was playfully and platonically dancing with Peter, you tried to question her fidelity. Yeah. That sentence made me laugh so hard. Playfully and platonically dancing with Peter, you tried to question her fidelity.
Sometimes he talks so bizarre.
It's literally an insane sentence to say.
He strings together the most like...
Going thesaurus mode.
He's got verbiage on him. Like,
yeah, he is conjugating some verbiage.
An expansive vocabulary that he sometimes puts to use. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Doing literally alliteration?
Yes.
Playfully and platonically? Are you joking? That shit was so funny. Holy shit. That obviously makes Katie start sobbing immediately.
Yeah.
She says, my
famous
own boyfriend
line.
Is sticking up for the whore in there.
She is slurring her words, dress coming
my
down.
My own boyfriend, can't, yeah.
Pointing. My own boyfriend is sticking up for the whore in there. And like truly her like dress is falling off. She's like pointing inside, yeah. like limbs are all floppy. Yeah. She like can't keep it together. She just is so fucked up. It's crazy.
I just like, yeah, I said it already, but I just like can't imagine how sad you have to be with yourself to start acting like that when you get drunk. It's like crazy.
I know.
You're just like such an unhappy person, obviously.
I know. It's really like it truly is very hard to watch.
It is. It's hard to watch for everyone involved.
Yes.
For everyone involved.
It's hard to be there. It's hard to watch on my TV.
Yes.
Certainly hard to be Katie.
Yes.
Damn. Okay, so now Jax is in therapy. He has
Jax is back in therapy and everyone is scared.
He it's literally is so scary. He has on the like cunty little glasses that I wear when I'm like trying to pull a look, which is funny. It's like I own those glasses and they are lensless, and I put them on when I'm like office siren, and he's like literally putting them on like office siren.
And also being like, damn, I look smart.
Yeah.
When the 100%. Boys put on their glasses, they're like, damn, I look smart.
They and all do that.
It's so funny. It makes them look dumber, obviously.
Of course. I mean, it makes them look like they're wearing a costume. Yes, they are.
Yes.
Jack says he loves therapy because it's a chance to vent to somebody, which is like, damn, that's actually not what therapy should be for you.
No.
A chance to vent. No, you need to be working through your problems. Yes.
You don't need you don't need another opportunity to wind yourself up about other people.
You are venting at a random guy on the street. Literally. Like, you don't need to pay a therapist to do that. But he's confessing to his therapist that, like, he did last time he met with her, he did lie.
Yes.
And he actually had, in fact, cheated on Stassi with that girl in Vegas when he said he hadn't.
Yes.
He said something last time, like, it was, like, disgusting or something. Like, that idea was, like, gross. And it's like, why would you even, like, why are you lying like that?
I mean, they literally can't help themselves.
Yeah.
When they're lying, they have to go, like, so over the top with it. Like,
I know. It's, like, I know. It's so Kristen.
I mean, it's what Kristen does, too. Kristen. Being like, that is disgusting. It's like, stop. Don't do all that. Don't do all that. Don't do all that.
It makes it so much worse when the truth comes out, which you know it will.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But so he's talking to his therapist and he's like kind of depressed with himself because he like, in his words, just cannot be faithful. But then he's describing to her like how he thinks he might be a sex addict, grinning fucking huge. Being like, I just like can't stop having sex with all these ladies. Like,
I just can't stop like putting it down, spitting game.
It's like it's like all these beautiful women like want to fuck me, and I'm like doing it. I don't know. It's like so weird. So he's like, I think I might have like a sex addiction thing. Like, is that even a thing? And she's like, 100%, that's a thing.
Yeah, literally when he says, is that even a thing? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, yes, it's a thing. It's like the thing that you suffer from. Like, you're saying you have it. And in the talking head, he's like, I think I've slept with like over 300 women. He goes, describing sex addiction. An addiction is something that you like think about all of the time, and you think about your next hit, and like you can't stop thinking about it. And he goes, I guess I do have that with sex. Some people do drugs. Some people drink alcohol. I guess this is just one of my things. It's like, you do drugs and you drink alcohol.
No, you have all three of those things.
You have all three of those things. Bad. You're addicted to all three of those things. Bad. I would say don't even have the sex addiction so much as you like manipulating women. More so like you have an addiction to cocaine is the thing.
Of course. He literally says, they say the signs of addiction are you think about it a lot. It's always on your mind. You're always thinking about the next time. Actually, that is me. Girl, you know that's you. Stop lying. He's pissing me off again. Help, he's pissing me off again.
Basically, the therapist is like trying to help him, and she suggests that he spend some time alone.
Yes.
And she suggests that he read some books. She goes, there's some books. Do you like to read? And he goes, I saw The Gatsby.
I think she says, do you read, dot, 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 can you read?
Do you
I
read,
think
dot, 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 can
like,
you read?
She literally is like, wait, sorry. Let's actually go back. Can you read?
Step it back. Then he says, I saw The Gatsby. So he actually saw the movie, The Great Gatsby. And somewhere in his mind, he knows that was a book before.
Oh my God. No, she's right. She does need to be asking him if he can read. Because yeah, we don't, at this point, we still don't know if the answer is
yes. We're not
sure.
He hasn't answered the question.
Sorry. At one point, he's like, you need to focus on yourself. He's like, yeah, I guess I could like look at how this affects me, but that would be really hard to change. And she goes, it honestly wouldn't be that hard.
Oh yeah. His whole problem with this is that it's like too hard to change. She's been like quote unquote living this lifestyle for too long.
And she's like, it wouldn't be that hard. It really wouldn't be that hard.
And it's like, wait, why the fuck are you in therapy if you don't want to change at all? You actually just want another person to talk at? Like the point of therapy is to, you're going in with a reason. Like, no, you want to change something.
No, he just wants someone to talk at.
He wants
it's
someone to talk at.
His literal favorite thing to do is talk at someone.
Quote unquote vent.
Scream at someone.
It's like
quote unquote, vent parentheses scream at my therapist.
Yeah, literally.
Christina Kelly is having a sidewalk sale.
Yay.
And this is where things really get interesting.
Yeah,
ladies and gentle them. okay.
Oh, such an important scene.
This is such an important scene. Y'all need to be locked in. So Stassi tells Christina Kelly that Katie threw water in Stassi and Kristen's faces last night.
Yep.
Could you imagine? I think I texted you while I was watching this part, just being like, could you imagine like getting drunk? And then like you're so like something you are literally so fucked up that what you end up doing is throwing a drink in your two best friends' faces.
And it's like you have two friends in the world.
Yes.
And you have your boyfriend who fucking sucks. And you're going to throw water in the faces of the two friends. You
can't
have.
Do that. Girl, you cannot do that. And then we learn Katie told Stassi last night that Jax and Kristen had sex in January.
Yup.
I wrote that with a bunch of exclamation points afterward. Yep. Basically, this is the first time that the rumor has been brought to the cameras.
Yeah, we've never heard this
before. We've never heard that there is a rumor that Kristen and Jax have had sex. And Christina Kelly is like, huh?
What? Everybody is like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I think people have been purposely keeping it.
Oh, I agree. I definitely agree. But I'm kind of surprised that Christina Kelly is saying like she hasn't heard the rumors either.
I also think that Christina Kelly could totally be lying because of the way that Stassi gets mad at Katie for not having told her.
Of course. Of course. Then Kristen says that at 9 a.m, Katie texted Sandoval, I know about you and Ariana.
Yep.
She's on a rampage.
She's on a fucking rampage. I can't believe she did that in the morning. No. I think she had brought it up the night before.
She must have been blackout drunk at 9 a.m.
Yeah. And then at 9 a.m. texted being like, and by the way, I don't take it back.
Literally. It's so crazy. And so basically Stassi is like, I obviously believe that Jax would do that. And then she doesn't really say like, I don't believe Kristen would do that. She's more like, I don't know if Kristen would do that.
Yes.
I don't know if Kristen would do that, which is to feel that way about your best friend.
I know. It's like,
but it is like, Kristen would do that. I mean, she does. We know that she did it, but Kristen is like so broken.
Kristen is so broken. Sorry. She just has it within her to go so off the rails that behavior is not entirely out of the question.
Well, and she's clearly so insecure in a way where she would want to sleep with Jax to somehow gain some sense of like confidence or whatever.
Yes.
From being like, Stassi's ex-boyfriend would sleep with me. Like that to her is clearly like, she's clearly that kind of girl.
Well, she also like felt some kind of way about him because we have seen how she acts around Jax.
Of course. And then Kristen,
she had a little crush.
Yes. But I also think that the crush could be a product of Jax's proximity to Stassi.
Do you
know what I'm saying?
And to Tom. I think she liked to have something over Tom. Like, I fucked Tom's best friend.
Of course. And this is when Kristen starts doing her whole thing where she's like, that's disgusting. I would never do that.
Yeah. Girl, so crazy to do. Girl, don't do that.
You do not need to say all that. You really don't need to be saying all
that. She's like, Christina Kelly is like, well, did you? And she's like, Christina, don't. Don't make me throw up. Kristen.
Kristen is saying in the confessional that Stassi has trust issues. Mm-hmm. And then Katie shows up.
Katie is so fucking brave for showing her face. I know production made her go there.
I mean, she is like humiliated.
There is no chance if I had done that the night before that I'd be showing up to the yard sale the next day.
And they're like, they're kind of like, what's up? And she's like, I literally don't remember a thing that happened last night. Yep. She's like, don't remember a single thing I did. It's just so crazy how they're all such angry drunks.
She was like, I don't remember anything that I did. And Kristen is like, well, you called us cunts. You threw water in our faces. Like, you threw my keys into the bushes. And Katie's like, stop.
Wait, that is the part that I texted you about. The fact that Katie threw Kristen's house keys into the bushes. Holy shit. That is so funny.
So
I would
funny.
Be so pissed off.
I'd be so fucking
it's
mad.
So evil.
It's so mean to do.
Snatching them out of her hands, throwing in the bushes.
Yeah,
would 100%. Take you so fucking long to find them.
Or like grabbing them out of her purse, throwing them in the bushes. Like, Katie, like, don't do that.
I have never experienced that level of anger.
What kind? And she has so much rage towards her best friend.
Your best friends.
And I get it because Kristen's so crazy, but I don't get it because it's like, so why are you friends with them?
Well, and they're not framing this like, Kristen started blowing up at Katie and she did this. They are acting like it came out of nowhere.
Because it did. I mean, and they say like, Katie does this.
Yeah.
Like, Katie does this.
Coked out Katie. Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
Basically, like, Katie like apologizes. She apologizes for repeating the rumors about Jackson's daughter or Jackson Kristen. So this is when we like learn that like people have been talking about this. Like, this is like something that people have been talking about and they've definitely been keeping it from Stassi. And there's also a chance that they've been keeping it from Christina Kelly. I think Christina Kelly could have either known or people could be keeping it from her because they know that she would tell Stassi.
I think she would tell Stassi right away.
Yeah. Basically, she's just sobbing and is like, I hate myself. I'm so sorry. And then walks off.
She says, I hate myself more than you hate me, more than you hate me, more than you will ever eventually hate me, pointing at Christina Kelly.
Which is so dark.
And she's sobbing and then she just walks away. Yeah. It's so sad.
It's so dark.
Stassi goes out after her, not to comfort her, but just to be like, she's like, okay, I'm not mad at you. You have to tell me every single thing you know about this rumor.
Yes. And Katie is basically like, I shouldn't have repeated it. I shouldn't have repeated it.
Mm. I think she doesn't want to be the one to, she's blowing everything up. Like, yeah, she absolutely is blowing it up. And I don't think she wants to be the one to have to take responsibility for bringing it to light.
I know, but, and I understand that, but it's just interesting because I do feel like at this point, it's actually more helpful for her to be honest with Stassi and be like, I'll help you figure out if this is true or not.
Yeah.
Than to be like, I shouldn't have brought it up.
She says something though. Like, she says something I can't remember if it's this episode or a little bit later, where she says, like, Kristen is my best friend of 3 years. Like, I really hope this isn't true. And it is like, she must have some allegiance to Kristen as well.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think she doesn't want to see the three of them break apart so dramatically in a way where it's like, yeah, once this comes to light, like, they will never all three be friends in the same way again.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that she probably knows in her heart of hearts that it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows that it's true, because otherwise they wouldn't be keeping it from
Stassi. I think
she
probably knows 100% that it's true.
Yeah.
Like, confirmed, yes. I'm sure. Damn.
I mean, whatever. That's the episode.
That's the episode. Okay, we have to go.
We literally have to go to this comic show. We don't even have time for hero or villain.
No, and I have to change my pants really fast. We're shutting this down.
I know. I'm so hungry also. Love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Bye, guys. Love you so much. Seriously.